I'm Sylvia Maria Gross.
And I'm Susan Wilson. Casey Currents is KCUR's weekly magazine show. We use voices, stories, and sound to take you to neighborhoods around the region.
A new transitional housing program opened this fall, built almost entirely on small contributions and the work of volunteers. The Freedom House on 31st and Charlotte in Midtown will provide a home for four homeless women who are trying to get their lives back together. Susan paid a visit in early November when the first residents moved in.
For the two arriving today, it's their first chance in a while to be a part of a real home. 33-year-old Camilla Patterson has been homeless on and off for the past 3 years. She says that looking back, her problems started early in life. She struggled in school because of a hearing problem that was never assessed or addressed. She says frustration with learning led her to drop out of school, marry young, and have children. But the marriage was an unhappy one, leading to a string of evictions and other problems. And the lack of an education held her back in the job market.
I never just quit a job. Willingly, it was always something going on at a job, sexual harassment, racism, things like that, where I was actually forced to leave jobs and or either I'm in a situation, I might have a job, but it's so underpaying, no one will rent to me, saying I have to make twice or triple the rent.
Freedom House is what's called a transitional living program that focuses on providing the skills and nurturing women need to be able to get back on their feet. Freedom House does not have room for children, in part so that women can focus on themselves and in rebuilding a stable life. Camilla felt she made the right decision to leave her children temporarily.
Sometime, honestly, we even sat at bus stops till daylight, where my babies had to fall asleep on my lap. It feels a lot better for them to be able to say, well, this time we don't want to go to the shelter if we could just stay with Dad.
For another resident named Stephanie Russell, a domino effect of multiple problems and setbacks led to her homelessness.
Getting a car that I could not afford and trying to keep my car, and I was having back problems, and the store that I was working at closed down with no notice.
Russell has been sleeping in and out of her car for the past 2 years. Both of the women I talked to had tried shelters at some point, but the shelter system doesn't work to help get homeless people on their feet. Shelters can be overcrowded, and they provide limited support services. That's why transitional housing programs like Freedom House are so important. The house was the vision of one woman, Nazarene pastor and former social worker Alice Piggie Wallach. Growing up in Gary, Indiana, Pastor Alice says that her own experiences helped give her the vision.
I've been there. My life has been a journey. I've had some tough times. I've had times that I didn't particularly have any confidence in my abilities.
Pastor Alice's True Light Ministry began in the year 2000, and its congregation now has about 65 people. They began the ministry doing street outreach near 27th and Troost, attempting to bring hope and encouragement to the homeless, to sex workers, and others down on their luck. In 2006, Pastor Alice then started a resource center for mothers and children. She quickly realized that women sleeping in shelters at night had nowhere to go during the day. So Emancipation Station was born in 2007 to provide a safe place where women could be linked with resources and support during the day. Eventually, Pastor Alice and a crew of volunteers transformed a dilapidated two-story house near 31st and Charlotte into a comfortable and safe haven for four women. Like the house, Pastor Alice hopes to transform the lives of the women who come here for 3 months to a year.
This is the kitchen. This is our kitchen here. And we have planned to have our nutritionist that come out on Tuesdays, and she's going to help us plan menus as we go on until we get more familiar with what we need to do, and then we can do it on our own.
The manager of Freedom House takes me on a tour of the 100-year-old seven-room house with its cozy blue and beige furnishings and walls painted a warm tan.
This is the dining area here. This is where we're going to have our evening meals. We're to eat as a family on a nightly basis every night. and sit around the table. And each one of the ladies will be responsible to make a dinner every night.
The renovation of the house was made possible through donations from Home Depot and volunteer help. It took about a year and a half. Women at Freedom House don't pay rent, but they contribute food stamps for their meals and provide service to the ministry and to the community. They also receive case management services to link them with resources like jobs, training, and health services that can help them become self-sufficient. But the road to transformation for some women is not an easy one. Pastor Alice says she has been surprised by how some women do not like the rules and structure that are important to building a new life. Two women have left Freedom House since its opening.
We're surprised to find out that everyone who said that they wanted a house, all right, a place to live in, had agreed to the conditions that we set forth, the rules and regulations. We're not able to adhere to those rules and regulations. So we had two ladies leave the house. One was going to be asked to leave. The other left voluntarily. But when I heard that, wow, this is like a jail, I was so surprised. I was so surprised that one could say that, well, I'd rather live in my car.
Pastor Alice says based on that experience, she is improving her screening methods and trying to get mental health services for the women who come to Freedom House.
I hope that each woman who comes through Freedom House is able to take this up to a year to better their lives, to understand who they are as individuals, that they're somebody, that they have purpose, and their lives are not disposable. They don't have to just go with the flow, that they can go against the flow and that they can achieve what they desire to achieve.
She says that she has always had the uncanny ability to see things not as they are, but as they could be.
They always accuse me of being a dreamer. They were right about one thing. I am.
As for the new residents of Freedom House, having a place to call home means a lot. As Stephanie Russell says,
no more sleeping in my car. No more worrying about where I'm going to eat at, take a shower at, sleep. I'm free now.
For Camilla Patterson, being at Freedom House means being able to work on some of the problems that are the root cause of her homelessness.
It's not just a place to stay, but it's something that's helping us grow, helping us get on our feet. It's building our esteem and teaching us responsibilities. It's more to help build us up.
In addition to helping to change the lives of these women, Alice Pegee Wallach is currently working on getting more space to expand her breakfast program and is developing cottage industry, small ventures that could help the unemployed in the central city make money. Thank you.